If you go into a factory, like maybe they have like a little, you know, place where they have coffee machines and stuff like that, and you can find a round table. The reason I like a round table is when you sit down on a round table, it's very natural to sit right next to each other. And a way you might arrange this is you might say something like, well, I haven't had any coffee today. I'm just dying. I see a coffee machine over there. I wonder, would it be all right if I got a coffee? And I'll buy you one too if you want. Now, it's hard for customers to say no to that. Now, if you say to a customer, Darren, can I buy you a coffee? If you say, I haven't had a coffee all day, I'm dying, can I get a cup of coffee and I'll buy you one too? And he goes, no. That's a message right there. You might as well make a note of that one. No, drop dead and die, you dog. Okay, great. So, but if you can go out and find a round table, you can sit down next to a customer, and it just creates a better environment to sit down. Also, sometimes you go into places and they say, okay, well, we're going to meet in this conference room. And I'm sure you've been there. And they, you know, there's a little star-type conference room, and there's a table in there, you know, like a rectangular table, something like this. And so, you know, they might have four chairs, or maybe they have six. Maybe they got something like this. So where do you want to sit? In my view, the best place would be for you and a customer to sit there. Now, it's a little bit odd in that when you go in there, you know, the natural thing is for the customer to go on one side and you on the other side. But I don't want that to happen. I would like to be alongside the customer. So what I might do is open the door, the customer goes in, and he commits himself to one side or the other. Then I would say something like, you know, Rob, I brought some materials for us to review. It might be easier for you if I sat over here. Would that be all right? So you get his permission. And then, you know, we're not going to be too close to him to freak him out or anything. We're going to set up something like this. Now, let's say we've got a meeting and, you know, we're invited in and we're bringing in the big gun over here. The Viking warlord himself is coming in to play golf. I mean, to talk about the Seco Point stuff. So we got our expert, and it's let's say it's Rich and Magnus. You're going to go into this account. Well, you get there, and they say, well, go ahead, Rich. You and Magnus get set up, and I'll go get the guys. So now, where should you guys sit? Well, I feel very strongly about this. Normally, what would happen, and I hope you guys would never take this seat or that seat. Why is that?
Somebody else wants it.
Oh, man. This is where the boss sits. So you're never, ever going to take these two seats unless they say, Rich, please sit at the head of the table so you can take care of business here. Okay. So we're going to set this thing up. The ideal is Magnus is here and Rich is here. So when you get there, you might feel a little bit weird because when you get there, you're in a conference room and here's this conference table, may have more seats than that, and your natural tendencies are to sit alongside of each other. When you sit separately like this, it creates a more of a we thing. I've done this many, many, many times. I'm telling you, the difference is huge. Test it. You can do it easily. When you get out there, do it. Now, here's the way it should go. If it's Rich's meeting and Magnus is there as the expert, one of you is here, one of you is there. When these guys come in, they'll all come in, and nobody's got ownership of these two seats because who cares? You know, it's the power seats that where somebody might have a, you know, wild hair about sitting here or there. So I'm going to sit here. I mean, Rich is sitting here. Magnus is over here. Now, Rich, we're all seated. And Rich says, well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for letting us come in today. And I'd like to introduce Magnus. We're very fortunate to have him. And then you ought to have a spiel where you build him up. Terrific. He's the absolute greatest guy in the world. And you can build him up. And he's here. But before we get started, and please, dear God, remember this. Before you get started, say to the customers, after you did the thank you and introduced Magnus, before we get started, could we listen to what your expectations are for today's meeting? Please say that. The worst thing in the world is for two guys to come into an account and you got six or seven guys in this meeting and you guys start right into your thing and don't stop until, you know, the cows come home and now the customers are all angry. This happened to me one time. Long story. And I'm not going to go in. It's going to take too much time. But makes a big difference. So the customers say something like, okay, well, you know, we've had some problems and so on. And then they start talking. And it's a much better way to have a meeting than you guys get up there and you start with the PowerPoint pumping all this crap. Now, the reason I'm doing that here is not because I want to. I would much rather we have like a three-week meeting and we just kind of go with the flow, you know, for the whole 3 weeks. But Carvel has a little trouble paying me for 3 weeks. So they said, John, you know, you got to do it this way, which is not the right way to do a meeting. The right way to do a meeting is like I'm saying, can you tell us about what your expectations are? And then one guy will say something, you know, and the next guy then. So now we're all talking and we're all in a group. It's all we, as opposed to they're all on one side of the table. This is a huge factor in getting people to be accepting you and to open to you. So don't underestimate that. Now, I don't know about Swedish people. I really don't know. But I know that Swedish people are not like Americans in terms of the openness and the distances. So in Sweden, this whole thing might not work at all, you know. But in the United States, this is a major factor in terms of, you know, just feeling comfortable and so on and laughing and so on and so forth. I was in a meeting one time, and I was seated at this meeting, and there was a guy in the meeting, and he told me after the meeting, he said, you know what, John? He goes, when I first met you, I just couldn't stand you. So you got me so angry. I said, why is that?